Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Joan from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Joan.
Hi.
Could you tell us when you first started to experience problems?
Oh, 30 years ago. I was diagnosed back in 1985.
Right. Okay.
And I had double vision.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I had a brain tumor, but it turned out to be MS. I was diagnosed via an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And the double vision, the doctor asked me if I also had problems with my bladder, which I found was an odd connection, but thinking about it, you're talking about the nervous system, so it kind of made sense. And I didn't have any more symptoms for a good 20 years, or close to 20 years. And then the symptoms slowly crept up, and then I had a traumatic event. I lost my mother, and I was very close with my mom, so that kind of put me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And now I no longer walk.
Wow. So, going back a bit, before you found LDN, at that point, what would you have said your quality of life was on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
I want to say an 8.
Okay. And what symptoms were you experiencing before LDN?
The most symptoms I was experiencing were the bladder issues, double vision, and fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how did you hear about LDN?
Actually, it was odd. If I'm remembering, because it was quite a while ago, back then there was no such thing as Facebook, so there were groups on Yahoo, and it was through the Yahoo group that I stumbled across it by accident. I think I did a search for LDN and came up with that. How I heard of LDN prior to that, to be able to do the search, I'm going to say it was just in passing online somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Once you started LDN, did you notice any initial side effects?
The only side effect I noticed at the time was sleeplessness, and that only lasted for a couple of weeks. That was it.
Mm-hmm. And what was your experience? Did you have symptom relief quite quickly, or did it take longer?
I never got symptom relief. I hear people talking about that all the time, and it annoys me because I don't get symptom relief. Never
okay.
did.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I did in the beginning for the first 3 months, let's say, I did have more energy.
Uh-huh.
But that eventually, after about 3 or 4 months, it turned back to what it was, what I always was. I was still fatigued.
Okay. Has your MS progressed in the time that you've been taking it? How long have you been taking it, did you say?
I'm going to say at minimum 10 years, if not longer.
Okay. So in that 10 years, have you progressed further?
Actually, well, I have, but that part of that reason is because, like I said, I lost my mother, which was very traumatic for me. But at that point, prior to that, because I was helping my mother out, she was living with me. And here I had MS and I was helping her. I didn't take LDN. I stopped taking it at that point. And my doctor, my actual neurologist, I had to fight with him to get LDN. He did not want to give it to me. But I kind of lied to him and told him that I would find it online without him. And the only reason I was asking him about it was because I wanted him to monitor me on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually agreed. And a year later, my MRI showed a reduction in plaque on my brain.
Wow.
He now prescribes it for anybody who asks for it.
But in that case, Joan, I know you had problems there with your mother, and stress and trauma are terrible triggers when you've got MS. But why did you stop taking the LDN?
I didn't have the time to. I was mixing it up at home. I was not going through a compounding pharmacy, number one. Number two, I think I ran out of money because I was paying out of pocket. And the other reason was I just didn't have the time or the energy to do it. And I just kind of like forgot about it. It fell to the wayside, sadly.
Right, okay. And how long had you been taking it before you stopped?
I'm going to say 8 or 9 years.
Oh, right. A long time.
Yeah.
So how would you sum up taking LDN for you?
I even though I don't get the perks that everybody else talks about, I still would highly recommend it to anyone. If it proved to my neurologist that it works by decreasing the scars on my brain, then that to me is enough proof. I don't need to have the perks, although it's nice. I don't need that. So like I said, I don't get any of those pluses, but you know what? I'm still going to take it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I have to do because it does work, or it's proven to work for me anyway.
So where are you at now with your MS?
I am in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do... like anybody, I have my good days and my bad days. I can still stand up as long as I'm holding on to something. I also had stem cell therapy done almost 2 years ago. So I think that also plays in a role in how my body is feeling, because I do notice changes from that.
Mm-hmm. What about fatigue?
Fatigue is every day. That's an ongoing thing. I've always mm-hmm. had fatigue. Although I have to say, I don't believe it's as bad for me as for other people. I don't know why. It's just my symptom. Not that bad.
And is your bladder just as bad as it was?
My bladder, if I could rip it out, I would. It's as bad or worse than it was.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pee every 2 to 3 hours. I get up 2 or 3 times a night. It's terrible. And unfortunately for me, the medicines that are out there, and I am very anti-pharmaceutical at this point, but I that's the one medicine that I will take. However, I've tried all the medicines out there through the years. For years, I've tried them. And it's only recently that the last medicine that I tried worked for a number of years, and it stopped working. Now there's only one medication that works, and my insurance company won't cover it.
Some people who I've spoken to self-catheterize before they go to bed to make sure their bladder is fully empty.
Mm-hmm.
And it saves them getting up so often in the night. I don't know whether that's something you've investigated.
I have been thinking about doing that. But my thought is, and I'm going to have to try it, how do I do that when I can't stand up, I can't walk, what am I going to do, sit in bed and do that? Like, I don't know how I'm going to possibly do that. My doctor, I spoke with my urologist about it. He said he has designed some mirrors that get put on the person's legs, like above the knee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's specifically designed for women, obviously. And these mirrors are supposed to help in being able to catheterize yourself. But again, like I said, do I sit in bed and do that? How do I do this?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works. But I do know there are people in wheelchairs that do it. So there must be a way. When I was really ill and my bladder was playing up and it was suggested to me to do it, going in a wheelchair didn't freak me out. Lots of different things haven't freaked me out, but the thought of self-catheterization freaked me out big time. I don't know why, but it was something, a road I didn't want to go down, put it that way. But if it had got any worse, it would have been a road I wouldn't have had a choice. I would have had to have given it a go. But,
And what helped you? Do you self-catheterize now or no?
No, I don't. No, the LDN, I'm one of those lucky people that the LDN just put my bladder back to where it should have been.
I don't understand the whole, you know, I've read all these people on Facebook about all the positive, good things that happened from the LDN as far as symptoms disappearing, and I like I said, I've never seen that, so I can't relate, and I'm jealous.
I would say, though, that there are some doctors out there that say LDN doesn't work very effectively for people if they have candida.
No, I don't have that.
You don't?
I did some testing on that. I changed my diet drastically 5 years ago or 6 years ago, mm-hmm. Because I was convinced that diet and nutrition played a role, and I still am convinced of that.
Yes.
So I was tested for candida, and I do not have it.
Good. What diet do you follow? Are you gluten-free, dairy-free?
Yes, gluten-free, mm-hmm. dairy-free. I'm trying to get rid of sugar altogether, but that's almost impossible to do. I'm also processed food-free. And what's the other one? Gluten, dairy, processed foods. I think that's about it.
Red meat?
I only eat chicken, organic chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It
seems as though you got your diet well under control.
It would help if I knew what my food allergies were, but I don't. And I'm allergic to just about everything.
Oh, dear.
Like I found out, I'm allergic to garlic, onions, oregano, like all these Italian food spices. And I'm like, you're killing me.
Well, it doesn't leave much, does it? Less that you can eat, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? At this point, I don't stop myself because then what am I going to eat? Dirt?
Yes.
That's what food will taste like without spices, to me anyway.
Yes. I really appreciate the time and you sharing your experience. And even though you are an advocate of LDN, I'm really sorry that you haven't had the response that other people have been experiencing.
I wonder why. You know what I mean? I wonder why. Like I said, I did have the one positive thing where I had energy, but that was when I first started it, and it only lasted for 3 months. And even now, when I take it, sometimes I think about not taking it because I get this leg tremor, and there is nothing that I can do that stops it. I tried reducing the dose. I tried increasing the dose. Nothing stops it, but you know what? I'm not going to stop taking it because of that leg tremor. Won't do it.
Well,
anyway.
Good luck and thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was nice talking to you, Linda.
I'd like to introduce Gwen from England, who takes LDN for primary progressive MS and fibromyalgia. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, Linda. Very nice to speak to you.
Could you tell us when you first noticed there was something wrong with you and how old you were at the time?
I was about 49 years old when I noticed that I was completely exhausted all the time. I was so fatigued that I found everyday life very difficult. It just had a real impact, and I was having trouble with walking. I just knew that there was something not right.
Mm-hmm. And did that advance over time?
It did. It became more and more difficult in my working life. I found that I was going to work, and I'd come home and sleep, and that was almost my entire life. I didn't want to go out in the evening. I didn't want to mix with friends. I was just completely exhausted.
Mm-hmm. So at that time, how would you have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
About 4, I'd say.
Okay. So what did you do to try and improve your quality of life?
Well, first of all, I was trying to keep up with some sort of exercise. I used to walk a lot, and we continued to try and do that, but I found I'd go for a walk and I'd come home and fall asleep, or I just couldn't make it round the route we had planned, and my legs would just stop working. So basically I was just trying to rest as much as I could in between the things I had to do to be able to do the things I had to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you first hear about LDN?
I first heard about LDN after I'd been diagnosed. And as I was diagnosed with primary progressive multiple sclerosis, and there are no disease-modifying drugs for that, I started looking around just to see what, if anything, I could do about this situation I found myself in. So about 5 years ago, I heard about LDN. I actually can't remember how I first became aware of it, but I did a lot of reading about it. I read everything I could find about it, and I decided it did that. It obviously seemed a very safe drug to try, and as there was nothing else out there available for me, I thought, right, I'm going to give this a go.
Mm-hmm. And when you started, did you notice any side effects?
Yes, I had really vivid, quite unpleasant dreams for about 2 weeks after I started taking the drug.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take before you noticed any improvements?
I actually had improvements in my condition within days of starting the LDN. Mainly things like it eased off muscle stiffness in my shoulders, my neck, which were down to fibromyalgia. Prior to taking LDN, I used to wake up thinking I'd been paralyzed because I couldn't move my head, I couldn't move my shoulders. It used to take a good half an hour to actually be able to get out of bed, and that was with the help of my husband. Whereas once I started taking LDN, it was amazing. I could just, you know, wake up and get out of bed.
Okay. So you were telling me about other treatments that you tried. Would you like to explain what you have done to improve your condition?
Last year I went and had a procedure called HSCT. That stands for hematopoietic stem cell transplant, where your immune system is basically rebooted using chemotherapy. It works for all types of MS, even though not all places will treat all types of MS. And that has completely transformed my life. I think my MS has been halted in its progression, and I'm seeing improvements in my symptoms as well.
Mm-hmm. So getting back to the LDN, how would you summarize taking LDN for you?
For me, taking LDN, when I first started it, was life-changing because I felt that I was doing something to treat my condition, and I felt it definitely helped with the fibromyalgia side of things. It's a bit hard to kind of separate those things out, but that, looking back and thinking about it carefully, that's what I'm thinking. I think it helped with all the muscle stiffness, and it helped with my mood, and it helped with my sleep. I didn't get restless legs and things the same as I'd had before. I still continue to take it today because I think there has been some evidence that it can help with remyelination of your nerves as you go along, and obviously there has been some damage caused by the PPMS to my nervous system. So I would recommend it to anybody. I think you have nothing to lose by trying it, and I found it very helpful.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Gwen.
You're welcome.
I'd like to introduce Jackie from the United States, who uses LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Jackie.
Hi, Linda. It's nice to be talking to you.
Thank you. Could you tell us when you first started to notice there was something wrong with you, your earliest MS symptoms?
Well, I think I started exhibiting MS symptoms as a child because I had heat intolerance and fatigue even as a child that was not, I did not see those types of problems in other children that I played with. And I never knew what was wrong with me. I was diagnosed with MS at the age of, I think I was 32 or 33. I'm now 60 years old. And I guess it wasn't a surprise to me because I had had unexplainable types of problems all along. So when I went to see a neurologist for back problems and pain that wouldn't go away and walking problems, I guess I wasn't surprised that he told me I had MS, and I had to look up what it was because I'd never heard of it and I didn't know anybody that had it. From that point on, I mean, a lot of people, when they're diagnosed with MS, they break down and think their life is over. I was actually excited that a doctor had put a name to what was wrong with me because I felt like now that I knew what I was dealing with, I could go forward and fight back. And that's pretty much the same attitude that I have today. I'm still fighting back. I'm still working against it. I have to say that I'm winning the war. And the reason why I hesitated to do the interview is because when I started taking LDN 7 years ago, there were no noticeable changes, but over the last 7 years, I have not had a single MS flare-up. Some things with MS have gotten worse. Some things have gotten better. In the past couple of years, I've changed my diet after listening to Dr. Terry Walls and trying to follow the Walls protocol, which is a paleo diet. I also work out at home. And my neurologist has taken me off of all medication. He said there's no sign of activity with the MS that I'm dealing with, and there's no reason for me to be taking medication that doesn't serve a purpose, which I agree with. But I continue to take LDN.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it, for the number of years that you've actually had MS.
Yeah.
To be as well as you are. Before you started LDN, how did you hear about it, and how did you manage to get a doctor to prescribe it, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I don't remember how I first heard about it, but as soon as I did hear about it, I immediately started Googling it, and I started finding the LDN websites. There are some LDN websites that have listed approved pharmacies that compound it correctly. When I asked my doctor if I could go on LDN, he was completely willing. He didn't see any problem with it. However, he tried to get me to have it compounded locally. When I called the local hospital that was offering the prescription, I talked to the pharmacist and I asked them to explain to me how they prepare the medication. Now, thanks to the LDN websites, in that they're very clear as to how the drug is compounded correctly and what to do and what not to do, I was able to listen to how they were compounding it and figure out that they were doing it wrong. So Then I went back to the website and I found a compounding pharmacy in a neighboring state that did it correctly, and I get my LDN sent to me through the mail. So my neurologist faxes them my prescription, they fill it, and then they send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out really well, and thanks, I mean, thank God for that website, because I wouldn't have known that they were doing it incorrectly.
Well, that's good. So when you can you remember if you had any side effects when you started LDN?
I had no side effects whatsoever. Now, I have a roommate that is also struggling with MS. In fact, I helped him write two books because his story was so astounding to me. He was paralyzed from the neck down. And about a month or two ago, he talked his neurologist into letting him go on LDN, and he had anxiety attacks, so he stopped taking it. I've had no side effects whatsoever. In fact, if I forget to take it, I can't even tell that I haven't taken it. So, like I explained to you on Facebook, I'm taking it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's doing what it claims to do. I know that I'm getting it from a compounding pharmacy that compounds it correctly, so I'm getting all of its benefits. And since the rest of the MS drugs on the market are pretty much poison and have nasty side effects, I would just like to stay on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you are doing so well and your neurologist doesn't think you need any other medication, that's a big deal in itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes. And in the past, the neurologist that I go to is at a teaching hospital. It's a very, very, very large facility, and they teach a lot of physicians. They do their residency there. So about every year or two, my neurologist changes because they cycle in and out. And in the past, I've had one or two that have refused to write the prescription because they didn't understand it, they didn't see any benefit of it, they didn't know enough about it, when I asked them if I could give them the website so they could look at it themselves, they said things like, I'm not being paid to do extra research, or that's not part of my training, or, I mean, just ignorant excuses. So I just didn't go back to see those neurologists. I would find a different neurologist. I just kept checking until I would get a neurologist that was willing to write the prescription for me and let me be on the drug.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what other people have to do too, because I read on Facebook a lot that they talk to their neurologist about LDN and their neurologist won't write the prescription, or they can't figure out where to get it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't stand for that. I mean, you have your own health that you're fighting for. I would just keep fighting.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.